Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and thank you for tuning in to the Light for Living radio program on this great Lord's Day. But also, I pray for those that are mothers. I pray it is a great Mother's Day as well for you. And you be sure to start it out in the house of the Lord and come in prayerfully with your entire family and have a tremendous day worshiping the Lord and then spending quality time together. And just give you a great day is my prayer, and a day to remember for each and every one of you. Now, if you're in that good church home, you be found faithful, and don't allow a day like this to keep you out of God's house. And what a tragedy that is to have family maybe come in, but then skip the church service. My, you ought to bring the family with you and just honor the Lord together, and then spend the time. But if you're in a good church home, be found faithful if you don't have one. I can't think of a better time to visit the True Light Baptist Church than this morning. And the church is located 8139 Huell Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. If you're coming from Highway 58, just simply take 501 South. That's between the Sheets and the Hardys. Go about 7.5 miles. Church will be on the left. And if you're crossing from North Carolina, we'd be delighted to see you as well this morning. Just cross the line about 4.5 miles. You'll see the church on the right. And so you'll have no problem in either direction. Whichever direction you're coming from, you're not going to have any problem finding us whatsoever. Lord willing, we'll be meeting this morning at 11 o'clock. If you cannot be there due to physical challenges, or you are maybe forced to work, we sure would love for you to be in the live stream audience. And you can find us on the True Light Baptist Church of Alton Facebook page, or my personal Facebook page, the True Light Baptist Church of Alton YouTube channel, or tlbcalton.com. And so I encourage you to come check out the website, and I believe there'll be some good resources to be a help to you there as well. Love for you to be a part of it. And if you're in that other good church home, we certainly encourage you to be found faithful, but we'd sure love you to come back at a later time and watch the service, and that would be an encouragement to us, and we trust it would be to you as well. Again, I want to wish each and every one of you mothers a great, great day, and may the Lord give you the best one that you've ever had. With that said, we're going to go to the book of Matthew, chapter number 20. And I'm going to read verse 20 down through verse number 23. And I just give you just a very few simple thoughts this morning that we pray will challenge you, that will help you. The Bible says in verse number 20, "Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him, and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wilt thou? She saith unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, We are able. And then he says in verse 23, And he said unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them from whence it is prepared of my Father." I want to take those few verses and want to speak on this thought this morning. What can we learn from a mother? This is by no means exhaustive. There's many directions. You can go over the book of Proverbs and talk about mothers, that virtuous woman, so much. But I want to talk just a few moments and just draw out maybe a practical application for us in this lady who was the mother of James and John. And so what can we learn from a mother? I want to talk to you just a moment about the approach that she had to the Lord Jesus. Now, again, I read there in verse number 20, the Bible says, "Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring," notice this, "desiring a certain thing of him." Now, one thing very practical we can look at that she taught her children, Now, we know that James and John, we know that they're adults at this time, without question. No doubt she had been a good mother, but even as a mother of adult children, she's still teaching and influencing. And no doubt that she had influenced them and had taught them as they had also been taught. She taught them that the way to get the best things in life, the best that life had to offer, was to come to who? Was to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we're not talking about some of this crazy mess that you see on the liberal broadcasting as far as Christian supposed broadcasting and your best life now, and they always think of that as a financial thing or your status in society. No, we're just talking about having a prosperous life that will show up, if you will, in eternity, making your life count. The very best place and really the only place to have your best life is by coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. What do we come with? The Bible says that in verse number 20 that she desired a certain thing of him. Well, the first thing that I can see as far as coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the one that can give us that prosperous life. We can present to him our needs, can't we? Aren't you glad that we have a God in heaven in whom we can go to, and we can go boldly and find the grace, help in time of need, and have our needs, plural, supplied? Bible says in Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 8, "Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him." And so she came with James and John, the sons of Zebedee, brought them to Jesus, and the Bible says she desired something of him. So without question, she was influencing them to bring their needs to the Lord Jesus Christ, but not only their needs, but indeed their desires. The Bible says she desired something of him. Well, I'm glad for you and I that are saved by the grace of God. As we live for him, as we depend on him, as we put him first, not only will God supply our need without question, but I am glad to report to you that God does indeed provide us, supply us with some of our desires. What a wonderful thing. The Bible has this to say in Psalm 37, in verse number 4. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." We see the first part of that verse in Psalm. Delight thyself also in who? In the Lord. Does not the Bible tell us to set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth? And as we do so, the Bible tells us that he will give us the desires of our heart. And as we are following him, we know that our desires will be in line with his will. And so we see that this woman had some influence as a mother on her sons in approaching Jesus, not only with needs, but desires. Now notice this, she brought her sons to the feet of Jesus. I go again there in verse number 20. "Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring certain things of him." She brought them to his feet. She brought herself. She brought her children, and she brought her request to Jesus. Now, let me stop right there for just a moment. In our introductory remarks, we told you as mothers, listen, you say, "Preacher, I got family that's coming in." And well, that's great that they do. But why don't you have the influence on your children to bring your children, no matter if they're young or old, bring those children with you to the house of God, and let's worship at Jesus' feet. And so she brought him to the right place. We notice this now. We notice she had the right attitude concerning Jesus. The Bible says there in the middle part of verse number 20 that she came worshiping Jesus. Now, mothers, may I say this? We know that there's times that the men are oftentimes at home. Sometimes things are kind of upside down as far as how the needs of the home are provided. But let's just start typically. Typically, the mother has more direct time with the children. Not always, but typically. And I can't think of any better thing that you can teach your child. Influence your child as concerning worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Teaching them to love Jesus, to worship. There's nothing wrong with teaching other valuable lessons, life lessons. It's great. But the greatest influence that you can have in your home on your children is to teach your children, first of all, to have a relationship with God, but then to worship Him. Now, we're going to see she has the wrong request in a moment, kind of misguided. But the Bible does say that she worshiped Him. And may we all do the same. Mothers, fathers, I plead with you to influence your children. You can't make them have a relationship with God. You can't make them worship God in truth, in spirit. But you can sure influence them. You can sure train them. And so we see that she brought them to Jesus. She came with her children. She didn't send her children. She came with them to Jesus. And what were they doing? They were worshiping. But then I want you to notice an awareness that this lady had, or should I say, was soon to have concerning Jesus. Now let's look in the next couple of minutes about this request, but then let's notice what Jesus, how he answered. The Bible says, then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, what wilt thou? She saith unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. Place of prominence in the kingdom. So we understand that that was, she had her children's best interest at heart. I believe she really was worshiping Jesus, but you can even in the flesh, you can worship and you can still say some things and even request some things that really are misguided. Would you not agree? I've done it. You've done it as well. Now look what happens. But Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? Notice this clause. They say unto him, we are able. Here's the thing that struck me. She's the one that verbally made the request. Jesus answers her in a manner that she wasn't really expecting. But she heard the words of Jesus. And she realized that through the words of Jesus that the Christian life is not necessarily easy. Following Jesus is not necessarily easy. And Jesus says, are they able to drink of the cup that I'm going to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I shall be baptized with? He was speaking about death. He was speaking about suffering, sacrifice. Now the boys, the young men, I should say, they said, we're able. But notice, if you look closely, they were the one that spoke up. She didn't. And so she understood once she spoke to Jesus and Jesus spoke to her that following Jesus will not lead to a cushy life down here. But indeed, the best is yet to come. So many people think the Christian life ought to just be a breeze, ought to be easy, ought not to be any sacrifice. Well, how can we possibly think that Jesus Christ endured such suffering for us and was willing to make himself the sacrifice for our sin, but yet we're not supposed to have any kind of trials, any kind of affliction, any kind of suffering? We ought to just be elevated in God's kingdom without any trials. So she learned something indeed about who Jesus is, what the Christian life is, and no doubt God touched her. Mothers, I trust you have a great, great day. If I can help you in a way, please let us know. Hope to see you at True Light. May the Lord bless you.